On Saturday, August 12th, the city of Charlottesville, the home of Park Street Christian Church, was dredged in hate, outbursts of violence. The streets were filled with hate groups. People who openly declare that whites are the supreme race and are the ones that should rule and claim and direct all things American. It was disturbing. It was very disturbing. It was also a time for people to counter-protest, and I joined a group of clergy and interfaith collection of people that came together hoping to counter-protest peacefully. But that wasn't everybody that came downtown on Saturday. There was so much rage. It was fueled by fear and pointing fingers. There were no conversations. Well, at least not on the front lines. So the only thing that the news showed was what happened when the most angry of both sides clashed. The news didn't show the peaceful protesters, the churches that were filled with people praying, or the streets that were lined with people who had signs of love and embrace, making sure to let the world know that the God we believe in loves all people, even the people we have a hard time loving. So I wrote this poem, prayer, to start off the worship service at Park Street Christian Church on Sunday, as I struggled with what I saw, what I experienced, and how I felt. It's entitled, "This is not a day to cast stones." This is not a day to cast stones or accusations who is right and who is alt-right, of those who risk their lives to take hold fiercely the definition of a country whose Declaration and Bill of Rights was written with the intent of protecting the rights of all of its citizens. Let this day not be a day to turn on our neighbor, but to love them even more. Let this day be a day of prayer and reflection. Let this day be a day of confession of both sins of aggression and sins of omission. Let this be a day that we remember that years of infighting and defining have led us to this place of mourning and repentance. But also let this day be a day when people who claim Christ as their teacher, their Lord, boldly unite in saying, "No, not country first. No, not me first, but God first." A day when people of the cloth alongside their parishes say that on this day an angry mob will not define us, but God, the Son, and the Spirit will emblazon us in new ways to ensure that all people are welcome here in this sanctuary, in our hearts, and yes, even in our homes. Let this day be a day of not only words, but of action. On this day. On this day, on this day, and every day. Amen.